This is WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is proposing limiting city and county spending to provide property tax relief. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more on the plan Reynolds unveiled last night during her Condition of the State address.
Reynolds' staff says the property tax plan would save taxpayers $3 billion over 6 years. It would limit overall city and county spending growth to no more than 2% each year, excluding new construction, debt service, and school funding. Reynolds is also proposing freezing property taxes for Iowans 65 and older who own a home valued up to $350,000, among several other changes. Reynolds says it's time to go after local government spending.
Spending is what drives taxes, always has, always will, and the most reliable way to protect taxpayers is to limit the growth of government itself.
Republican and Democratic leaders are coming up with their own property tax plans, and they say they want to see the details of the governor's bill. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says that she'll put $50 million of federal health funding into cancer prevention, screening, and treatment. The funding is part of a rural health program created in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill to partly offset Medicaid cuts. Reynolds says radon testing, cancer screening for uninsured Iowans, and recruiting cancer specialists to rural areas are all part of her plan.
It means a working parent who can get a mammogram and a follow-up MRI before a lump becomes a diagnosis. It means Iowans can do a colon cancer test at home and get a colonoscopy before symptoms appear.
Democratic leaders say they're skeptical because federal health policies pushed by Republicans will still harm health care in rural Iowa. The Illinois Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday whether Illinois employees should be paid for work-related activities off the clock. Two ex-warehouse workers sued Amazon for not paying them while getting company-ordered COVID testing before their shifts during the pandemic. Here's attorney John Frawley representing the workers.
If you require your employee to do something, then you have to pay your employee to do that thing.
Amazon attorney Gary Feinerman warned that a ruling in favor of the ex-workers would harm employers.
Imposing that kind of retrospective, unplanned liability would be devastating, especially for small businesses.
Democrats control the high court by a 5-2 majority. The USDA recently shared more details about how it will dole out $11 billion in one-time payments to row crop farmers. The aid is meant to offset trade disruptions, high production costs, and low crop prices in 2025. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer has more.
The payment rates are based on the number of acres farmers planted last year, along with estimated production costs and prices for specific commodities. An analysis by the American Farm Bureau shows the Midwest and Corn Belt states will receive over 60% of the funding. Nick Paulson, an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, says the one-time payments will provide relief to struggling farmers, but it's a short-term fix.
Prices for most row crops have not significantly improved from what farmers are currently dealing with for their 2025 crop. And we don't see production costs declining to the extent needed to get farmers back into the black.
He says crop producers need long-term solutions. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Many Eldridge residents are asking their city council to reconsider closing its community center and roller skating park. During the council meeting this week, residents vented frustrations over losing the center while acknowledging the financial strain on the city. That included resident and co-owner of the Eldridge Preschool, Elisa Haight.
The community center is more than just a building. For decades, it's been a gathering place for families, neighbors, community groups of all ages. It's a space where children put on their first pair of skates, where families celebrate milestones, where seniors can find connections, and where organizations such as mine create meaningful experiences.
The city council added an amendment during the meeting to allow the Quad Cities Rollers to continue using the rink until the end of May. The rink will officially close to the public on January 31st, although select city events will continue at the center over the next few months. This is WVIK News.